tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, everybody. I hope everybody out there is doing okay today. Right, before I get started, though, I got to get this off my chest. I will be remiss if I do not get this off of my chest right now. Okay, so the other day I was listening to a clip of Nicki Minaj, right? And how she was speaking and why she decided to vote for Donald Trump, right? Well, I don't actually vote, but support Donald Trump. And to be fair, right, that is her right to vote for whoever or to support whomever she wants, right? That's her right. I understand that. But I have an issue with what she was saying. It was all about the reason, you know, she decided to vote for Donald Trump. It was all about I didn't like this, I that. All about that. It's never about his policies. Because right now, I guarantee if a smart person who's interviewing her would ask one simple question, what policies of Donald Trump do you like that would make poor people, not just black people, but poor people, lives better? Give me a policy. I bet you she can't. She won't be able to answer the damn question. None of those people that support a man, right? When gas prices are high right now, when food is high, when everything is just going up, up, people losing jobs. You know what I mean? When Donald Trump was on the trail, and he's talking about that Spanish people were taking black jobs, but yet he has taken more black jobs than any other president ever. Think about that, right? Over 3,000 black federal employees, more than that, lost a damn job when DOGE decided to come in. You know what I mean? But this type of person that her and people like that like to support. You see what I'm saying? That's what gets me. That's why I say those rappers that you love to support, they're in a different tax bracket, a different class now. Same rappers who grew up poor, who was poor one time in their life, who was struggling, who know the struggle, right? Same of them. Once they make that damn money, they don't give a damn about you. Because if people like Nicki Minaj, Nick Cannon, Amber Rose, Waka Flocka, those damn rappers, those damn people, right? They don't give a damn about you. Look what's going on right now. And none of them, none says anything or make aware. And Nick Cannon too. I love the guy. I love what he's done. I've supported him when he had his talk show, all the good stuff, right? But the crap that he had to say, my Amber Rose have to say, man, really pissed me off. And Nick Cannon is a very smart, intelligent man. He really is. I love the way he speaks. I love the way he articulates his words, man. But that type of stuff makes me upset. You know? I mean, those people aren't for you. Because if they really were, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, Malcolm X one time, I saw a clip of Malcolm X. And he was talking trash about the famous people from his time. People like Lena Horne, people like Harry Belafonte, the big stars from the 60s. You know what I mean? Who, when things are going on, they don't speak up. Right? These people got voices, right? But they don't speak up to what's going on out there in this country, man. You know what I mean? You know, attacking Iran for no, you know what I'm saying? America attacking Iran for no damn reason. Talking about their nuclear weapon and don't realize these people are going to play the damn long game. Right? Iran, those type of people in the Middle East, they play a long game. By the time they're going to strike, I'm telling you right now, right? Y'all can take this for a joke if you want to. But don't play with those damn people in the Middle East. They're going to strike us when the time is right. By the time Donald Trump probably will be dead and gone, I'll be out of office. You see what I'm saying? And they're going to tell you right now. Remember, when in 1952, if you know your history, in 1952, when the CIA overthrew one of the damn regime from Iran, right, helped to get the man overthrew. 26 years later, the Beirut crisis happened in 1979. You see what I'm saying? Because of what happened. Because at one point, Iran and America were actually good allies until the CIA did what they did. Because they wanted a new person to lead. You know what I mean? When will America realize? Leave other people alone. I'm telling you, people are getting fed up of the situation, man. Right? But and then these people got voices who are, you know what I mean, who got millions of followers. They don't speak up. You see what I'm saying? They don't speak up because right now, if something happened in America today, God forbid, hope nothing ever happened. It's crazy, right? But if something happened in America today, those rich people that you love, those rappers that you love, they're gonna leave the country in a heartbeat. Because they got money to go anywhere in the world. Why you stuck here? So be careful, man. Stop them. You know what I'm saying? It's good to like the music and stuff like that. But stop being all Google eyes or whatever for these people, man. Because they're not for you. I don't give a damn if they're black. You know what I'm saying? Especially black people from the ghetto. These black rappers, a lot of them not for you, man. I'm telling you right now. They're not for you. But anyway, let me talk about what I'm going to talk about, man. So, I was at my job. I work for a mental health hospital. And this time, normally I work night shift. But this time I decided to pick up some extra hours. And I worked day shift today at that time. And the therapist was teaching the young children about something called dialectical behavior therapy, right? So, like, you know, I want to do a podcast about that. You know, since this is Mental Health Awareness Month, right? So today, I'm going to be talking about one of the most important figures, right, in modern psychology. Her name is Marsha M. Lineman, a woman who transformed her emotional pain into a therapy that has helped millions worldwide. Dr. Marsha Lineman is the creator of what they call dialectical behavior therapy, also known as DBT. DBT is a type of therapy designed to help people manage overwhelming emotions, suicidal thoughts, trauma, anxiety, depression, self-destructive behaviors, and relationship struggle, man. DBT, it works. One of the biggest ideas behind DBT is learning how to balance acceptance and personal growth at the same time. Today, we are going to discuss her life, her struggles, her purpose, and her groundbreaking therapy, and why her message still matters today, right? So with DBT, two things can be true at the same time, right? You could be having thoughts in your head of doing something, and by the same time, you still could be happy, right? Make those things, but as time goes on, I'm going to explain. So Dr. Marsha Lineman, right, transformed modern mental health care completely. She survived as a young child, though, man. She shared severe emotional suffering during her young childhood. That's why she decided to create what you call DBT, right? After psychiatric hospitalization, we call it, as a young adult, she was hospitalized for her mental thoughts and her suicidal thoughts. She really had a lot of deep depression growing up, right? And she created what you call DBT, where that teaches emotional regulation and mindfulness skills daily, right? So DBT does help individual experience suicidal thoughts and behaviors. Her therapy balances acceptance alongside meaningful personal change. Millions worldwide benefited from DBT. Treatment methods, right? Successfully, her story demonstrates resilience, healing, and emotional growth. Today, let's explore her life and her legacy. For a few years, I've been hearing about DBT and all the good stuff. You know, I'm still working at Beaverdale's Hospital. But at the time, I never thought of who actually created DBT until the therapist at my new facility I'm working at talked about it. So let me look her up. So now, who is Dr. Marcia Linehan, right? Okay, so let's go back a little bit. Let's go back up. All right, so Dr. Marcia Linehan was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was born on May 5th, 1943. She was raised in a large Catholic family. She was considered intelligent and academically gifted at an early age. But she struggled emotionally behind closed doors, right? I know, imagine back in those days though, when you had mental issues, right? And back then you had to keep them with your mouth shut. You can't talk about mental health back then. Mental health was not really a big deal back then, right, to a lot of people. So a lot of times, people back then who were dealing with mental health issues kept that type of things to themselves. She often felt misunderstood by many people, right? I guarantee you, with her mental health issues, a lot of people did not see what she was going through. I guarantee you, people probably used to tell her, just suck it up and drive on. Let me pray for you. Now remember, she was raised in a large Catholic family, right? So I guarantee, right, whatever she was going through, they thought only prayer alone is going to help her when she really needed help. Okay, so she constantly internalized her emotional pain. Internalized, keep it to herself. You know what I mean? And imagine people back then who had pain that deep down emotional, and especially when you're young and a young teenager, man. Imagine that, right? And you can't really explain what's going on inside your mind. And then all of a sudden something happened to trigger you, and bam, you explode. Or you'd be like, oh, I want to kill myself. Or I want to kill somebody. You see what I'm saying? S-I-H-I. You know what I mean? She experienced a lot, and think about it, she experienced a lot of loneliness despite her family environment, because she grew up in a loving family, I bet. I bet she grew up in a loving family. See what I'm saying? But back then, like I said, therapy wasn't a thing like that, like it is today. Like, you know what I'm saying? And time went on, she started searching deeply for her personal identity. She couldn't figure it out. Her mind was going this way, her mind was going that way. Have all kinds of thoughts, maybe a lot of intrusive thoughts she probably was having at the time. Her childhood shaped her future and her emotional understanding, right? So Dr. Marcia Linehan grew up during a time when mental health was rarely discussed publicly, especially inside traditional households. Although she appeared successful on the outside, she privately struggled with emotional pain that would later shape the direction of her entire life. Think about it, right? No, Dr. Marsha, right? Linehan, she had a lot of emotional struggles. The beginning, emotional struggles and a lot of emotional pain. She experienced a lot of emotional instability that became overwhelming. You know, excuse me, I've seen it. Me working in a mental health hospital, and I've seen how, especially the young children who haven't yet figured out life, you know what I mean? How they have a lot of emotional instability at such a young age, man. A lot of times, so even like with her too, she felt disconnected from a lot of teenagers. Think about it, right? She felt disconnected from her peers. She also experienced intense mood swings regularly. Think about it, at a young teenager, experiencing mood swings, man, right? She struggled with feeling of emptiness. She also developed increasingly severe depression. Think about a young teenager who grew up in a loving family, a loving home, family around her, the church, Catholic church around her, right? And she still felt depressed. She also experienced a lot of anxiety that affected her daily function. Think about a young teenager back in the 1960s. Now, she was born in the 40s, right? So by the time she became a teenager, in the 50s, right? In the late 50s, she was a teenager. And you know, back in those days, people have to keep things to themselves, man, these type of things to themselves. You know what I mean? People don't speak about these type of things publicly. Now, first of all, when you do, the first thing people are going to think of, oh, this person crazy as hell. So what is that person? Crazy ass fool. That type of thing, they used to think of back then. A lot of people thought of back then. Just because you have a little mental health issue, they think you're just crazy. You're just crazy. Instead of finding out the root cause of what's going on. She experienced a lot of emotional pain that intensified with isolation. That means keeping to herself a lot. She began questioning life meaning deeply. She often felt trapped with her own mind. Think about it. In your mind, she's feeling trapped. Don't know what's going on within herself, within her mind, within her body. You know what I mean? As Dr. Linehan entered her teenage years, her emotional struggles became more severe and increasingly difficult to manage. She later explained that she often felt emotionally tortured and disconnected from the world around her, which made ordinary life feel unbearable at times. Think about it, man. Ordinary life, right? Going to school, doing her homework, all that stuff. Sometimes felt unbearable. She probably couldn't even hang out with a lot of her friends because of what she felt like, because of what she was going through at the time, right? So now, as time went on, she was hospitalized during her late teenage years. She was admitted into a psychiatric institution repeatedly. And I say that a lot today, where a lot of teenage children go to different hospitals just try to get the help that they deserve, rightfully deserve. She experienced a long-term inpatient treatment. She spent time inside isolation rooms. Think about it, man. You inside the damn hospital, and because of what you're going through, you've probably been isolated from a lot of patients too as well, because of the things that you're going through, and you don't know what could happen. She faced harsh treatment methods common during that era, right? Think about it, man. Back in those days, man, those psychiatrists back then, you used to do harsh, really hard treatment plan on a lot of mentally ill patients. You know what I'm saying? This woman, man, lived through a mental health care system that looked very different historically. She witnessed emotional suffering that was poorly misunderstood. Even the psychiatrist back then could have helped her. You know what I mean? And they could only work with what they had at the time. She observed patients who lacked emotional validation, man. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Observe other patients who lack things within themselves. You know what I'm saying? Emotionally, all the good stuff. She experienced periods where hope became difficult emotionally. Even hope. When you're hoping something, and you think about, damn, I'm hoping things will get better. I want things to get better for my life. But back then, she probably felt like it's far-fetched. That's not going to happen because of what she had going on mentally. Imagine living like that. Her experience deeply shaped her future professionally. So during the 60s, psychiatric treatment was far more aggressive and far less compassionate than modern mental health care today. Her time inside psychiatric hospitals exposed her to emotional isolation, harsh treatment methods, and a healthcare system that often prioritized control over understanding. Now, she did her best, I'll do her best, to survive self-destructive thoughts, suicide ideation, you know what I'm saying? Slicing the arms with a knife or whatever, or a sharp object. She battled suicidal thoughts intensely, man. This woman, she struggled with self-harm behavior, just like today. She felt emotionally exhausted constantly. She also questioned whether healing was possible. She also experienced hopelessness at dangerous levels, man. This woman observed traditional treatments failing many patients, right? Traditional treatment that didn't work for patients back then. She carried emotional pain that remained unresolved internally. Okay, so she needed deeper understanding and compassion. She also realized survival required personal transformation. She began searching for meaning through suffering. Dr. Linehan had openly discussed how close she came to giving up during some of the darkest periods of her time, of her life. Those painful experiences later became one of the major reasons why she wanted to help people experiencing suicidal thoughts and severe emotional suffering, right? So she's been through a lot through all her life. Sometimes people have to go through things in life to make this world a better place. Imagine if she didn't go through what she went through. Would we have DBT today? That's a lot, you know what I'm saying? That's used by, I'm talking nationwide, by a lot of mental health facility. Do they have that today? Would that be a thing today? DBT, dialectical behavior therapy. Will we have that today? So she made a promise. She reached a personal turning point emotionally. She decided her suffering needed a purpose. Yep. A lot of people, right, suffer. And when they're suffering, they're like, no, I'm going to make this into a purpose, man. She promised herself that future survival mattered. She wanted to help others emotionally. She also refused to allow the pain to win. She believed healing should become possible. She chose purpose over permanent despair. She started envisioning a different future. She wanted others to avoid hopelessness. Her promise eventually changed psychology forever. While she was hospitalized, Dr. Lanahan reportedly made a promise to herself that if she survived her emotional pain, she would dedicate her life to helping others survive theirs. That promise would eventually lead to one of the most influential therapists in modern psychology, Dr. Lanahan. Now, she, man, been through a lot. So, as time went on, Dr. Lanahan decided to pursue her education in psychology. So she returned to school determined emotionally. Dr. Lanahan wanted to rebuild her future completely. She also believed education could transform her life. Damn, she persevered through a lot. She became focused on personal growth daily. She refused to surrender to hopelessness permanently, and she searched for purpose through education. She worked hard despite emotional struggles internally. Dr. Lanahan, excuse me, went on the wrong pipe. Also developed this discipline through academic structure. She slowly rebuilt confidence within herself emotionally. Her education became part of her healing journey. So after surviving years of emotional suffering, Dr. Lanahan eventually returned to school with a renewed sense of purpose. She went back to school, right? So she became determined to understand the science behind emotional pain and mental illness. Dr. Lanahan did that. She became fascinated with human behavior deeply. She wanted answers regarding emotional suffering scientifically. So, while she's going back to school, she studied psychology with intense dedication every day. Every single day she did that, right? She also focused heavily on behavior science concepts, right? She explored emotional regulation and coping strategies. She researched mental illness treatment approaches extensively. She wanted practical treatment methods helping patients. She combined personal experience with academic learning. Psychology gave her life renewed direction professionally, man. Think about that. She wanted to also use her personal experience to help others. So psychology became more than just an academic subject for Dr. Lanahan. It became deeply personal because she understood firsthand the emotional suffering many patients experience internally, man. Think about it, right? All the emotional suffering that she endured, this woman endured, and she turned her pain, her struggles, to do her best to try to help others. Right? To help others. So others could actually internalize and help themselves as well. So after a while, she decided to earn an advanced degree, right? So she pursued higher education seriously and professionally, right? She earned an advanced psychology credential successfully. She completed extensive academic and clinical training. She developed strong research and therapeutic skills. She worked closely with mental health professionals. She became respected within the academic psychology environment, man. People respect women because of what she was doing. She focused heavily on evidence-based treatment methods. She continued researching emotional suffering deeply. She remained passionate about helping vulnerable patients. Her education prepared future psychological breakthrough professionally. Her academic journey eventually led her toward becoming a psychologist and a researcher. She wanted to create therapies that actually help people experiencing severe emotional instability and suicidal thoughts, man. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot working in a mental health hospital where a lot of patients, man, whether they're young children or whether they are adults. And a lot of them, that's why they are there, to get the help that they deserve and the thing that they're experiencing in their mind, in their young mind. You know what I mean? 1 minute they could be happy and talking and cracking jokes. The next minute, a lot of them, sometimes some of them having thoughts, start crying, start wanting to be isolated, don't want to talk to nobody. Just want to be by themselves. You understand me? And a lot of thoughts are going through their mind. A lot of thoughts. Some suicidal. Sometimes it can be homicidal. Sometimes it can be both. Going through their mind. You know? And then they could come to the hospital to get the help that they deserve. Dr. Lionhand helped bridge the gap between what some treatment probably worked from back from the day to what did not really work from back in those days, right? To what she did. You know what I'm saying? So she bridged that gap. She began working with a lot of suicidal patients professionally. She treated emotional unstable individuals regularly. She witnessed severe emotional pain firsthand, clinically, right? She also observed repeated psychiatric hospitalization frequently, because a lot of times a patient will leave the hospital within a week, sometimes less than that, sometimes a couple months, they're back. They're back inside the same hospital that they left a few weeks prior. It does happen. She also noticed traditional treatments failing many patients, man. She watched patients' struggles without lasting improvement. She recognized hopelessness among vulnerable individuals constantly. She wanted more compassionate treatment approaches emotionally. She believed patients deserve dignity and understanding. Her experience influenced future DBT development significantly. As Dr. Lannan worked professionally with patients, she noticed many people continued to struggle despite receiving therapy. She realized traditional approaches were often missing emotional validation and practical coping skills, man. And that's coping skills too that can help out people. You know what I mean? some parents just gotta even try to apply your coping skills, right? They teach them, the kids, that in my facilities that I've worked in, right? So, frustration with traditional therapy. So she questioned traditional therapy, therapy methods frequently. She observed therapists invalidating patients emotionally. She recognized judgment within mental health care system. She noticed emotional suffering misunderstood clinically often. She saw patients feeling hopelessness after treatment. She realized compassion was sometimes missing professionally, man, because those harsh treatment that patients got back then didn't work for the most part. The patients still had issues going on within themselves. Because you can't have treatment with patients without compassion. You have to have compassion with the treatment. She also believed therapy needed emotional balance greatly. She wanted patients feeling heard and respected. She searched for more effective therapeutic approach. Frustration inspired innovation with psychological treatment methods. Dr. Lionhan understood that many patients did not simply need advice. They need emotional validation, understanding, structure, and practical tools helping them survive overwhelming emotional safety. A lot of good treatment, man. Combine science and compassion, man. She combined scientific research with emotional compassion. She balanced evidence alongside emotional understanding carefully. She valued empathy within therapeutic relationships greatly. She respected emotional suffering as completely real. She believed patients deserve hope consistently. She focused on building trust with patients, right? She emphasized validation during therapy sessions regularly. Validation, you gotta validate yourself. Emotional validation. I am somebody. I can do this. I'm not gonna let what's going on into my mind defeat me. This will not happen, okay? She prioritized dignity within mental health care treatment, and compassion became central with her therapy philosophy. Unlike many professionals during that time period, Dr. Lionhan understood emotional suffering from both personal and experience and professional education. That combination eventually helped her create a revolutionary therapy model, right? The DBT that she helped create. So she started to develop new ideas. She started developing alternative therapy approaches professionally. Alternative therapy approaches, right? She researched emotional regulation techniques extensively. She explored mindful practices within psychology carefully. She studied coping mechanism, help emotional stability. She developed structured therapy skills system gradually. She focused on suicidal behavior prevention methods. She wanted practical emotional survival strategies daily. She tested new therapeutic concepts clinically often. She refined treatment methods through research continuously. Her ideas slowly evolved in DBT professionally. Dr. Lanahan understood that emotional suffering required more than simple conversation therapy. Patients needed structured coping strategies helping them manage emotional crisis safely and effectively. Now, the birth of DBT. She officially created the dialectical behavior therapy professionally. She introduced DBT during the late 1980s. She focused heavily on suicidal patients initially. She balanced acceptance alongside meaningful behavioral change. You know what I'm saying? You have mental health issues right now. There's nothing you can do about it, but you can accept it. While have meaningful change in your behavior. She incorporated mindfulness into psychological treatment methods. She emphasizes emotional regulation within therapy strongly. She created practical coping skill system thoroughly. She prioritized validation during patient interaction consistently. She transformed treatment for emotional vulnerable individuals globally, right? DBT eventually became international respected psychologically. DBT eventually became one of the most influential therapy in modern mental health care. It changed how professional treatment, suicidal patients, emotional instability, trauma, and personality disorders worldwide, right? So initially, the resistance to DBT, right? She faced a lot of criticism from psychology professionals initially. She introduced unconventional therapeutic approaches historically. She incorporated mindfulness before mainstream psychological acceptance. Some professionals doubted DBT effectiveness early professionally. Critics questioned balancing acceptance with behavioral accountability. She continued researching DBT outcomes consistently. Nevertheless, she demonstrated strong clinical improvement scientifically. Patients showed reduced suicidal behavior through DBT. And that's very important. Patients showed reduced suicidal behavior through DBT. Research eventually validated her treatment approach professionally. DBT gained widespread psychological respect internationally. So many revolutionary ideas faced resistance initially, and DBT was no exception. However, as the research continued growing, mental health professionals could no longer ignore the positive outcomes DBT produced consistently. So her legacy in psychology. She transformed modern mental health care permanently worldwide. She influenced generations of therapists professionally. She helped reduce suicide rates significantly through DBT. She inspired compassionate treatment approaches emotionally. She changed perspective regarding emotional suffering globally, right? She also normalized mental health conversations publicly. She normalized it, man. Start talking about it. You know, because, you know, back then, it was a taboo. Hush, hush. We don't talk about those type of things. She proved healing remained possible after suffering. Her therapy continues helping millions internationally today. Her legacy remains powerful with psychology forever. Today, Dr. Marsha Linehan is considered one of the most important psychologists in modern history. Her work continues helping millions of people change or manage emotional suffering while building healthier and more meaningful lives. Think about it, right? So understanding mindfulness, man. DBT teaches mindfulness, doing emotional situations daily. Mindfulness focuses on present moment awareness consistently. She believes awareness reduces emotional impulsivity greatly. Mindfulness teaches observing thoughts without harsh judgment. Patients learn emotional control through mindful exercise. Mindfulness helps calm racing thoughts emotionally, and it teaches slowly emotional reactions safely. It encourages emotional grounding during stressful moments. Patients learn awareness before teaching impulsiveness emotionally. Mindfulness became foundational within DBT treatment methods. Dr. Linehan incorporated mindfulness into DBT because she believed emotional awareness could help reduce impulsive reactions. Mindfulness teaches people how to slow down emotionally and remain grounded during stressful situations. So emotional regulations, right? Emotional regulation and skills, right? So DBT also teaches your emotional regulation skills consistently on a daily basis. Emotional, you have to learn how to regulate your emotions. It helps manage all overwhelming emotions that go inside your body, that goes through your body. It helps to manage, right? So many times patients also had to learn how to identify emotion triggers carefully, right? Because sometimes things could trigger a patient. Patients study emotional patterns and behavior regularly. DBT teaches balancing emotions during stressful situations. Emotional awareness strengthens healthier decision making emotionally, man. You know what I mean? When you're aware emotionally, it can also help you to better make decisions to what's going on. Many people experiencing emotional instability struggle regulating overwhelming feelings internally. DBT teaches practical strategies helping individuals understand emotions without allowing emotions controlling their behavior completely. DBT also teaches distress tolerance during emotional crisis. Distress tolerance helps patients survive painful moments. Patients learn crisis survival coping techniques safely. Distress tolerance became extremely important within DBT because many patients struggle surviving emotionally painful moments safely. These coping techniques help people endure emotional suffering without turning toward self-harm or destructive behavior. Now, interpersonal effectiveness skills, right? DBT teaches healthier communications skills consistently daily. Patients learn to establish healthy living, right? Healthy relationship. And also Bones is very careful. You understand me, right? The DBT is really good to help people with their emotions. You know what I mean? You can still have these thoughts in the mind, but be able to challenge yourself emotionally, be able to validate yourself within yourself. Right? You understand me, right? Within you. Validate you. You have to validate yourself. DBT helps challenge that, helps to challenge your emotions. Man, that was wrong. When Dr. Linehan created that, that was groundbreaking. It really was. And for that, I salute Dr. Linehan. Thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.